WHM Mobile. 4 HKX, afternoon, Bill. How are you? I am doing great. How about yourself? Getting ready to leave in the morning for camping. It's like fun going to your Georgia bushcraft stuff. Just so you know, I never got that Facebook request for that group. I'll take a look at it when I get home. Or if I did, I missed it somewhere. I can't find it. All in all, it has been a good day. A little slow, but everybody was there working, so hopefully next week will be a little better on the sales side of things, but still a blessed day. It's always tomorrow. One thing about this business, you just never know what it's going to do. It could go next day, next shop, that changes the whole week. That's kind of like my business. You never know from one minute to the next whether it's going to be a slow day or a busy day. All depends on the end user. Sure it does. But, so what is your plan this weekend at the Georgia Bushcraft stuff? What all are y'all going to be doing? Tiny classes that start 9 o'clock Friday morning and run through noon on Sunday, and everything from blacksmithing, falconry, shelter building, fire building, camping, you name it. Knife making, sheath making, just about anything you can make or learn, we'll be teaching it related to primitive camping. And, of course, there'll be a band Friday night and Saturday night for a little after-hours entertainment. And just a little bit of everything. Are y'all renting like a fairground or something like that to everybody camp in and hold this event in? Or y'all, how are y'all putting it on there? This property, the guy that really runs this, that I help and do it with, his family has about a 70-acre farm outside of Watkinsville, Georgia. And that's where we've been doing this for the last 10 years. So we just bring people in, let them camp, let them do whatever it is they want to do. And we try to keep the peace and keep the drinking to a tolerable amount. And just let everybody have a good time, bring the kids, the dogs, whatever they want to do. That I'm sure the adult beverage part of it can get out of hand at times. Watch that kind of close. We knock on wood, we hadn't had an incident in 10 years, but that doesn't mean we won't have one this weekend. But everybody usually takes care of each other, and they know the rules. If you get rowdy and get out of hand, then you have to leave. So. And once you're asked to leave, it's a no-return trip. That's good. One way only on that one. And like I said, for the most part, it's a good time. And we have activities for kids. We have a few folks that focus solely on doing things for kids, whether it be painting pumpkins or doing little crafts, bushcraft walks, looking for insects and bugs, and you name it, it's going on. And we got people that are full-fledged doctors in entomology that lead these walks with the kids, so they talk to them on their level, but they really explain it and teach them some things. So it's a good time. You can be 4 years old or 80 and have a good time. Does sound like a good time. Maybe next year I can try to get in on that. That's always the first weekend of November, so go ahead and put it on the calendar. And next year will be our actual 10th year anniversary, so we'll be doing something special. This is our 10th gathering, but next year will be the 10th anniversary of Georgia Bushcraft being formed, so we'll be doing something fun, that's for sure. I'll have to put it on my calendar and get some more information on that. That sounds like something I'd enjoy. I hadn't found many people that show up that don't enjoy it. We have people that come for the day, stay during the day and go in the town and sleep in a hotel at night. Some people sleep in campers, tents, hammocks, on the ground, you name it. So it's a little bit of everything. You gonna be doing any of the radio stuff down there? The Athens Radio Club and the Lanier Amateur Radio Club on site, and they're going to have their emergency trailers and set up and talk to people on ham radio, and we got a class on ham radio, so a lot of people interested in it for, you know, if the grid goes down, having a means of communication. So I'll have a 2-meter radio, but I'm not going to carry my HF stuff. I just got too much other stuff going on to do it.
The lower wound.
One of my jobs is to be over the volunteers doing everything from parking to checking the porta potties and toilet paper and putting out water and picking up trash and checking people in, running what we call our outpost, which is a little store. We sell wood, ice, all the essentials, plus all sort of stuff related to the event. So I get to keep up with about 30 people and make sure they're where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be.
We'll be having fun this weekend then, along with getting to enjoy all the events.
Well, Patrick, I've made it to Walmart. I had to run in here. I forgot one thing, so I need to run in here real quick. But good talk to you. And if I don't catch you on the way out, have a good evening and have a good rest of the week. I hope it's fruitful and everything goes well for you. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear on your final.
Bill, I hope you have a good evening, and if I don't talk to you again, have a great weekend there, your event, and look forward to more information on that. This is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear, 73.
4HKX, KN4VWA.
4HKX, hey Steve.
Talking to a man full of chill pills. What's happening, baby?
Just a moment, just sitting down here at restaurant where we're having the meeting tonight. It's first Tuesday of the month, so all the Matco guys here in the upstate are getting together.
Is that all the Matco guys, or is that just the Matco management coming to meet with you guys?
Just us guys in the upstate here. There's about 7 or 8 of us. I lose count from time to time. And no, management is not coming. They are... I won't say they're against us getting together, but they're not for us getting together. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Well, they're just afraid y'all are going to get together and compare notes.
Not necessarily that, but, what was it, last year, sometime early in the year, they suspended the district meeting, so we haven't been able to get together as a group. So our small group up here decided that we were just going to get together and try to help each other out up here in the upstate and take care of each other and do the best we could without Matco in it.
Which does like to keep their thumb on the pulse, don't they?
Yeah, they do, but it's more along the lines they like to think they do.
When you look at it a different way, you really can't blame them for that. You know, they they like to stay ahead of the wave instead of trying to paddle behind.
They don't want us to get together because of this pandemic going on, and all that is the reason they've done it, and we don't fully understand why we can't get together because we're not large groups. The biggest district in the nation is only like 20 people, so you'd have 21 people there, and we can stay that, you know, far enough apart with no problem to meet all those requirements. So I don't know what their thinking is on that.
You like to think that that's what it is and that there's no hidden agenda, but, you know, well, anyhow, we won't go there either. So I'm looking forward to the club meeting here coming up pretty soon. I'm going to make it to that one. I don't care if it hair lips the devil.
Hold on, I haven't got put on the refractor yet.
I'm gonna talk to somebody about that. Matter of fact, let me see who I can get a hold of. Because you paid your dues, had you?
I was going to do that last month.
Well, yeah, that's right. Because the guy wasn't there to pay him, was he?
That bailed on me.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, I thought you went on over to the meeting.
Get there. I can't get the truck in the parking lot, so there's no way for me to get there.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what kind of dirty, rotten scumbag would do that to you, but they must have had I hope they had a pretty good excuse. Oh, boy. Well, we will definitely get in there this coming. Let's see. That's not, no, yesterday was the first. And this coming Monday is the second Monday, so this coming Monday, bud.
That's what I was thinking, so. But I hadn't heard what the meeting was going to be about or what they were doing this time.
I tell you what, we'll just wait and we'll get in there and get our money paid, because I got to pay my dues, too. And we'll just get in there and we'll pay them and we'll make sure that you're on the reflector. So, anyhow, we'll get all that taken care of. And in the meantime, how's it going today? Have you managed not to run over anybody?
So good. I'm sitting in the parking lot with three other cars, so maybe none of them will hit me.
Well, one can only hope. Well, listen, I just pulled into the hacienda, and I am going to go in here and see if I can't get some paperwork and some other stuff done. Oh, man. My daughter's buying a house, and I tell you what, she's never bought a house. Her and her husband have never bought a house before, and I'm trying to help them get through the process. And I tell you, the way it is today, sheesh, it's something else.
KO4 HKX, I'm sure it is with all the new regulations and financing and everything like that. I'm sure it's quite the challenge.
Man, you wouldn't believe. Well, listen, I will talk to you again. Matter of fact, I may try to hit you in the morning on my way over to drive the bus. And if you notice, I hadn't been on there that much there lately. I'm going to kind of play it cool. You know what I mean? So, anyhow, 73s. I may try to hit you in the morning sometime. KN4 VWA, I'll be clear after your final, big boy.
Steve, I'll start the trip down the mountain about 6:30 in the morning, so I'll be around. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. Have a good evening, Steve.
WR Old Bull.